What's going on, all you traders and investors? Welcome once again. Today is June 20th, 2021. It's a Sunday. Happy Father's Day. Hope everybody had a good day. It's about 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and markets will be open tomorrow. Full week of trading. I hope all y'all, you know, got some trades in last week, hedged some positions, took profit. Always remember to take profit. You don't lose if you take profit. So this podcast, you can find it all anywhere podcasts are being played. Also, the video is being recorded. It's going to be posted. I'm not sure yet, but I'll be posting it so you can get the visual of what I'm looking at and how the markets are trading, things of that nature. Look at the indicators. This is Thoughts and Trading. Segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of ETFs to get the pulse on the market and see where we can trade on for the upcoming week. Swing trades, consolidation trades. You know, we can trade the ETFs, or what I like to do is trade the stocks within those ETFs a little quicker, safer. So this past week, it got on the stock market. We did see a pullback on the prior part, last week's podcast. I kind of hinted at that, just kind of gave me that sense just going over the charts. So that's why I go over the charts and see the sectors, how they're performing, see where the money's going, where the money's leaving. So, you know, we just got to follow the trend. I mean, there's not much to say. Anything is, you know, nothing's really the way it should be. You know, we got big money controlling the markets, controlling our lives, controlling the government, controlling the laws. You know, it's just, sensitizing, and we're not sensitizing sex, violence, you know, things of that nature. They're actually sensitizing information, whether it be false or true information. The sensitization of information is just something that, you know, it's definitely suspect. I know there's a lot of woke people out there, which generally are investors, unless they're the type of investors that are in with, you know, the crowd that controls everything. So, I mean, that's all. That's the only spiel I have for now. And we're not going to, I mean, we're here to look at the markets, see how we can manipulate and make money out of it so we can make our dreams come true, or, you know, support our families. You know, we're not making money to turn people into slaves and, you know, give out misinformation and, you know, fuck with people's heads. So, I'm still deciding where this video is going to be uploaded. And I'll probably put it in the description, so make sure you check the description and, you know, write some comments. You know, if you think I'm completely wrong, you think I'm an asshole, or, you know, good comments are welcome too. But I always pay attention to the negative comments, because that's where, you know, if it's negative and I should be doing something else, logically negative, that is, it helps me guide, you know, switch my thing around. So, hey, I'm human, you know, I like taking criticism because if I keep doing it and nobody says anything, I'm going to keep doing the same thing and it's not going to help anybody else. So, you know, throw some shots at me. If you want to shout out at me, yeah, go ahead. If you've been listening for the last couple of years and I've made you a couple bucks, you know, let me know. Let me know how you're doing it. You know, I'm doing it trading stocks within these ETFs and doing some consolidation trading on these ETFs. But, you know, I let you all know that I go into EWZ a lot just because of the high volatility. The other ones I trade, you know, kind of up and down and swing trades from week to week. I don't trade every single sector. So if there's an opportunity, you know, I'll take it. And most of the time, the opportunities scream out at me, and those are the ones I take because, you know, you don't have to trade everything to be successful. You just have to trade one thing. Very good. So with that, let's just get into it. It's thoughts on trading. So make sure you watch the video. Segment's called Eye on the Market. If you watch the video, make sure you scan this QR code so you can go onto a website. If you need some help one-on-one trading, if you want to get started in trading, or if you want to invest in crypto, you know, we got a couple of products that'll help you out. But our biggest product is knowledge and information. So knowledge is information. Look at yourself in the mirror, and the difference between you being successful and not is what you know and what you believe. So that's it. I have a more relaxing weekend and kind of caught up a lot of things, and you know, it kind of got me thinking. And this is thoughts and trading. So my thoughts based on trading, you know, I have fun. I enjoy myself as well. But if you want to call looking at charts work, then I do that maybe every other hour. I look at charts maybe every day, every 2 hours. Like today with crypto, I was able to scoop up some Bitcoin Cash. Some people like Bitcoin and Ethereum. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just my belief is in Bitcoin Cash, just because it was 1500, and I believed in it before all this. So I was a Bitcoin Cash guy since it's been it's been probably like 3 to 4 years. And yeah, I was holding Bitcoin Cash while Bitcoin itself was running up hard. And, you know, kind of makes you think of, you know, what's your logic. But, you know, you just have to stick to your guns and conviction. Then when Bitcoin Cash hit 1500, I sold a good fair share of it because that was an exhaustion point, and I knew I could buy it back at 12 to 1100. I did buy it back at 12, and as you know, it went down another 50%, down to 600, and I was able to scoop up a lot more under 550 today. So it was a good Father's Day for me. And I hope you guys keep your eye on the cash, Bitcoin Cash, that is. So let's do it. Eye on the market, thoughts and trading. First up, so make sure you scan the QR code to get into our website. First up, we're going to look at oil, USO. USO looks like it peaked out on Wednesday, hitting 49.46. That's converted to crude oil. Looks like it hit $72.81, which is definitely high for the crude oil. I mean, has it peaked? It's probably going to be consolidating for a while, especially with this run-up from towards like the end of May. to the top. We're up 15%, and that's oil. Like I said, this is all politically driven. It's not supply and demand driven. This is all politics, because there's more than enough oil in the ground, and there's a lot less cars driving using oil. So how come this is happening? You know what it is. Same reason why YouTube is sensitizing everything. Same reason why Facebook sensitizes everything. Same reason why Google search is sensitizing everything. I mean, it's getting to the point that I'm feeling like I'm living in North Korea. This is America. You know, people's gotta stop being so obedient and so docile. This is motherfucking America, you know? And whoever's in charge is like the only thing I recommend to do is kind of like do the same thing they did to Gaddafi. Put him out on the streets and let the people take care of him, you know? You don't have to do no cinematic, nothing, you know? Throw those people out in the street, you know? Have the people that vote for them save them, I guess you could say. Let's see, how many people are going to come out of their houses and save the people that they voted for? Absolutely zero. So let's move on from USO. USO looks like it's hitting the bottom of this trend line. I expect another drop, probably come down and hit the support, or it should come down and hit the support of $45. You know, and that may happen this week. Let's call it a 45.75, just to be conservative. But if it keeps on running on this trend line of the 47s and the 48s, then it could push up, move into the $50 for USO, which would make oil about $83, which would make your gasoline prices hit probably like $3.50. And I'm sure everybody that voted for this guy, right, is going to love the $3.50 gasoline prices. Next up is XOP. Those are oil explorers. And these oil explorers, since they're companies, they don't get that much support. So obviously, what's getting supported is the commodity itself, not the companies that are searching for this commodity. So XOP peaked out at $100, 101, and that was last week. Around Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, it looks like. It was on the 9th. And from there, it consolidated. Looks like it consolidated for 2 weeks between 98.70 and 95.50. Now it's come down about 5%. And it looks like it can come down. It's hitting first support. The next support level would be 79.57. And some things are not being tracked, so just gives me the sense that a lot of the actual company reportings are being covered, blocked, or altered. But XOP was down 2% on Friday. It was Thursday and Friday. Came down about 6% in those 2 days. It's now trading at 91.01. Probably go back and retest the 80.65s. If that happens, oil is going to stay up. And, you know, I don't think the supply-demand game is going to be played out. So probably be consolidating here for a week or so between the 95.70 and 85. And right now it's trading at 91. Next is OIH. Those are oil services. And it is summertime, and this is going to be driven mostly by the driving season, travel. So it's pretty nice that, you know, once they lifted everything and people are able to travel, they bumped the price up, so all your stimulus money would just go right back to them. So if you wanted to get out of the house, you're going to pay for it, for everything. And people, you know, they got a little bit of cash. They saved some cash just because they didn't have to buy the kids' school clothes. They didn't have to pay for gas to drive to work. You know, there was some savings being cooped up in a house. But how much mental damage did that do to everybody? I mean, it's like, I'm going out and, you know, the people's thoughts are just not there. You know, it's just not sensible. You know, they're kind of like living in an altered reality, you could say. And that has to do with, you know, being cooped up in a house. You know, even kids, they just, you know, not going to school. You know, there's so many kids that need mental health services, pretty much. And the adults are like, yeah, everything's fine. But you know what? They need mental health services even more. But anyways, OIH was down almost 3% on Friday. So same thing happening. This is kind of trading a channel, hit the top of the channel, which was full, about 250 roughly. Now it could come back and touch the bottom of the channel, which would be around 190. And right now it's trading at 216.89. So, I mean, this kind of a retrace would be fine. Implied volatility is pretty high, and every single stock that's in this sector is down. So let's see, from this week, the stocks in this sector were down almost 8%. So the commodity itself is staying up, though. Next, we have natural gas, UNG. And they hit the top of the channel. They broke out above the channel, consolidating above the channel now. So I can see this continuation. They kind of hit the bottom, which was 1118 roughly, and it could probably consolidate between 1186 and 1115 in this area. But definitely, it's going to keep on moving up because this is the next commodity that they're going to cash on. UNG is trading at 1131. Natural gas futures are at 319. Next is XLE. XLE was down almost 3% on Friday. Kind of hit a hard support and resistance area, which is 55.87. They hit 56.65 last week, coming down. Could find support at 47.30. Right now, trading at 52.39. A lot of these companies in here, Halliburton, Kinder McMorin, Schlumberger, ExxonMobil, and Chevron. I don't see it drop hard, but probably consolidate, probably retest a bottom of 57.60. Right now, they're trading at 52. I mean, they might consolidate and work their way down to 47.57, but right now, they're trading at 52.39. So we're looking like a pullback in the oil and energy sector. Next is XLU. Those are utilities. Also, utilities was down over 2.5% on Friday. So there was a pullback in the late week. Volatility is getting high, so it's good for consolidation trading. The range would be around 52.50 to 67, which is pretty wide, and I see that going on for the following week, but also it could come down to 61. But one thing is that if the market starts coming down, then utilities will either stabilize or come up. Right now, utilities is trading at 64.10. Next is XLI, that's the industrial sector. They were down a little over 1.25% on Friday. Volatility is coming up. So with the drop, there was increase in volatility. volatility, and I expect volatility to continue to go up throughout the summer. Although summer times are usually light period, volatility is going to be up due to trade desks trying to capture the retail traders and any other money that's coming in. But money into the market, I don't see it happening, especially with the stop of stimulus, you know, all that stuff. Wages are kind of stagnant, you know, slightly up, slightly to the upside, but the funds are limited. The funds are going to be limited to whatever is available. You know, I just don't like the way things are looking at the moment. But XLI kind of broke below support of 182. And now they're trading at 99.61. This can continue to falter down, find another support at 94. And if it can't find that support, it might be going back to 90. So trading it at 99, the risk is to the upside, profit to be made to the downside. Next is XLB, that's material sector. So you can see the material sector fell all week, coming down about 6%. On Friday, it was down 1.5%. So material sector, this might alleviate a couple things, but what it really does is get these big companies to load up supply at lower prices. So if the inventory is gone, you can load up now and then sell it back to you when the demand starts coming in. But demand for materials is kind of faltering now that people are realizing things. So I see support maybe 77.50, if not 72.15. But right now it's trading 80.74. Next is XME, that's the mining sector. Metals and mining, and also down to almost 3% on Friday. You know, the volume from last week, it kind of like gave up once it hit $44.60. It kind of like whimpered down, and there was kind of like a lot of volume traded at 42.30 trying to hold it up, but Friday they just sold it back down. So yeah, there's a retracement happening, a pullback happening. I mean, to find support here, this is kind of breaking the trend. So there's got to be some sort of like a structure, whether it be a corrective structure. But you know, that's when it comes to human emotions, you can see things like that happen. When it's politically driven and, you know, not market driven, structures and reading things just becomes a little bit different, because at any point someone can come in and push prices up or down. So XME could have a pullback to the 35.36 on an ABC correction, which would be healthy pullback for this market, and it wouldn't break the trend. It would actually be a good pullback to continue to the upside. So it could come back down to 36.01. Right now it's trading at 41.31. Next is the MJ sector. MJ sector is just consolidated pretty much for a long time. It's trading at 1994. Next is XBI, and that's biotech sector. Looks like they found support and they're moving up. They were only down 0.5% on Friday, and on this flag pattern, I could see another move up back to like the 145s. So this is something that's looking bullish for the next coming week or so. You know, like I said, it could come back up to like 142.70s around there. Definitely needs to break the 141s. But right now it's trading at 133.57. So that's something bullish for this week. Next is XLV. That's the healthcare sector. Healthcare sector has been holding up. down 1% on Friday, but it's just pretty much consolidated between 123.80 and 125.60 all week. Late last week is when they made their high of 125.69. So this could come down to retest the 121.70s and consolidate a little bit longer. Volatility is high, so it looks like it's good to sell options in these markets. Let's see. You got Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer is what I track in this sector. And from though the sector's been consolidating, these three companies have peaked out. They peaked out on May 21st, and since then, they're down. So see a little pullback maybe to like the 121, even 121.20s. Right now they're trading at 123.74. Next is XRT, that's the real retail sector, and this looks like it's primed for a pullback. So I would like to pull a trigger on a short and see if I can get it down to $80.12. Right now they're trading at $91.80. So on this phase, there's going to be some volatility this week. So for XRT, I can see the retail sector getting pulled back, maybe down to 80 to 75. And right now they're trading at 91.80. Next is XLP, and they were down 1.75% on Friday. Had a good amount of volume at those three stages trying to support it. Couldn't happen. Gave up a lot of gains this week. And the entire week, they were down almost 3%, which isn't that bad. But pullback is happening. Find support at 67.80. If not, 66.30. Next is XLY, and that's consumer discretionary. This has to do with Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. And they kind of been stabilizing, consolidating, so I see this more consolidation, maybe a small pullback to the 165. Right now they're trading at 172.16. Next is SMH, and they're trading at the top of the channel. Now they're going to come back and try to go to the bottom of the channel. So they've been consolidating for quite a while. They were down 2.5% on Friday. Bottom of the channel would be 224.50. Right now they're 246.90. So it's a good... if I can, from here to the bottom, I mean, that's a good 9.5% you can pick up on this short to this bottom. I'm not saying it's a short, but that's where the risk isn't. Next is IYR, that's the real estate sector. They peaked out at 105.22. Right now they're trading at 101.41. And I mean, like I said, it's going to be volatility, so the real estate sector is going to kind of feel it. Maybe come back and retest the 91.59. Right now they're trading at 101.41. Next, we have XLF, and those are the banks. And yeah, last week, I was thinking that the banks would be the ones that were going to get hit the most. And Friday, they were down almost 2.5%. Thursday and Friday combined brings it down 5.8%. So they consolidated in the beginning of the week, and then Thursday and Friday is when they got sold off. Volatility is high, but that's going along with all the sectors. Where's the support for XLF? Where is support when it breaks structure? It's like, it's going to be the next support level, which would be like 3303 or 3524. So unless they bounce off now, next support is going to be 33 and then back down to 3050. So bearish on this sector. Right now they're trading 3523. Next is TLT, and as you can see, the bonds moving up. They are up 1.8% on Friday. Volatility is really high. It's kind of not at the highest point, but it's not that far from it. So TLT, we can see there's going to be a good shakeout in the market, especially since bonds have been moving up from the 132s where it's been. Right now it's trading at 145.73. The next target would be the 148.70. Next is GLD, gold. And gold had its significant pullback. Now, actually, here on a structure analysis level, a good support level to buy would be like 162, 163, you know, because this is a pretty nice pullback. You know, it was down almost 6.5% during the week. So I mean, I would be a buyer of gold, but with the manipulation, like you said, I mean, like, you know, it's not market driven, it's more politics. Whoever's got the fiat to push prices around, that's what happens. But gold actually, you know, is making a structure from this double bottom, that a good support level would be around here, the 162s and the 164s, which translated make 17 make gold futures at 1,700. So 1,750 is a pretty good support level, not to make the trade, but to start building a position there, and I'll start inching your way in. Right now, GLD is trading at 164.93, which is very good for support. Next is GDX, which is the gold miners. Volatility is high. They were down 2.25% on Friday, which comparatively, oil was down not that much. But since Wednesday, they were down 10% GDX. But you got to expect that with the gold miners. You got to play the volatility. Yeah, like kind of feeling the same way about GDX and gold. GDX, I'd be a buyer more at like 3250s, 3260s. And right now they're trading at 3413. So like I said, it's good to probably start building a position here. Just because the pullback was pretty significant. And just pullback, structure, and what's happening in the times and news. Next is UUP, and that's the US dollar, and it was up 0.25%. And I said it was up this week, pretty bullish from last week. Let's see. It's up 2% on the week, which is pretty hard and fast. So, our printing stopped, but I think it's just reflecting on the. It's not really taking the fact that other countries are stopping using the USD, and we are actually giving away USD so the rest of the world can continue using USD. It's like, you know, whatever. But this should be consolidating, finding a point for it to go back up to the 25s. I don't know if that could happen. I think it'd more be a consolidation between like 24.30s and 25. To go past the 25, I said. I mean, to go past 25, maybe it could peak out at 25, 30s, but really for the last, it only wicked up there for the last few months. It's only been past 25, 30, three times, and that's only in the after hours. And UUP could have a pullback to 24, 40. But I think a more logical thing that could happen would be consolidation between 25 and 24.50. So it gives you a 50 cent range. Volatility is high, so option spreads would be the call there. Next would be the Qs. The Qs been holding up. You know, technology, it actually made another high on Friday pre-market. And technology is something we're going to keep using, so this should be holding up. But a pull back to this trend line, which is at 320s, 321, would be healthy for it. You know, a pull back to this 321 trend line is possible, and that's probably another place to start buying. Right now it's at 342.63. Next is IWM, and this is the same story. I kind of see the same thing. I have this price box. It's moved to the top of the price box, moved to the bottom, moved to the top, bottom, top, bottom. And this is a consolidation trade all the way. And once again, this week it hit the top of the price box, which is 233, and now we're moving back down. The bottom price box would be 209, and they're trading at 222.13. Next is the SPY. The SPY had, looks like on Fridays when they had straight push to the downside. So along with the oil, materials, and everything, the SPY is going to be taking the brunt of that. So a pullback down to like 405 is probably in the works for the SPY. And right now it's trading at 414.92. It was down 1.25% on Friday. Next is FXI, and that's China, Chinese ETF. And it's pretty interesting that, you know, while the U.S. is pulling back, they had a lift on Friday of 0.1%, but regardless, it's green, whether it's 0.1%. You know, it hit the bottom of it, it's making a new trend. So whether this, I mean, it did break the trend line before. Here it's kind of like it had a small rejection on Wednesday. And yeah, I think this could go back up to like the 47s, above 47, maybe to 47.50. So FXI looking bullish for the short term, for the next couple of weeks. Could trade back up to the 47s. So price target would be like 48. But, you know, you want to take some profits around like 47s, hold a little bit to the 48, consolidate. If it looks bullish, add some on and ride it back up, because this has been up to the 54s back in February. Right now, FXI trading at 45.56. Next is INDA, and that's India. It's rolling over nice. It was down 0.75% on Friday. This could look for a support level of 42.90, even 41.50, which is completely fine, even if it goes down to 40.70, 41. So INDA, India, one of my long terms, I mean, they do have a small dividend, but the percentage gains are outweigh the dividend. But in order for me to participate, that's all I got, just INDA. I don't really like trade options on it because they're not that liquid. But, you know, the percentage gains And a little tiny dividend is worth having like 1% of your portfolio. And I hold this in a whole lot of account that doesn't trade options or anything. It just trades. This is just one of my holders, just as a guide, just as an indicator, so I can see. You know, it's different when you see a chart, but when you're involved and you see your profit loss go up on it, it gets you more involved, I guess you could say, versus not being involved or not having any skin in the game. So yeah, I try to keep skin in the game in India. I love the country. I love the history. I've never been there, but I like the history of India. I've been studying for a while. But on the economic side of it, they have a lot of potential. They just got to, on the political side of it, kind of like going along with things and just kind of a little passive. But every culture is different, right? Let's move on. Next is RSX, and that's Russia. So this is completely a different type of country than India is. So Mother Russia's been moving on up. Didn't have a significant move this week, just kind of like another consolidation. They did have the breakout, now they're just consolidating here. They could touch this trend line of 2860, but if there's a reason for them to come down, it'll come down. If not, then expect them to keep on rising. So it could touch this trend line of 2870. And right now they're trading at 2881. So suppose small positions here. Or if they break the trend line, go for a short. But at the same time, you can't fight the trend. So Russia would be like hands off, but as a small position, just to as an indicator, it's pretty good to hold. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone, and I expect this one to come a lot lower to break all these supports and find support maybe at 72.14, which chart-wise, it looks like a good place for it to bounce the support. Volatility is way high, so selling options of this, it's a little bit more liquid. It's a lot more liquid than India and RSX. So expect this. Well, I'd expect it and trade it down to like the 72s. Right now, they're trading at 78.52. Next is EEM, that's emerging markets. Kind of weighed on the China, but they've actually performing a lot better. They hit they have found good support in this region of 52.50 and 51.75. It could come back down and pull back to 52.60 because what happens in the U.S. kind of touches everything else. So I expect EEM to have a small pullback and retest these 52.50s. Right now it's trading at 54.23. Next is EWW. That's Mexico. They too had a pullback, and I can see this continuing to the downside and probably accelerate to find the support of 41.50. Right now, they're trading 46.82. And last but not least, you know who it is. It's EWZ, my favorite ones. EWZ had a nice performance. Pulled back this week, as we were expecting. Kind of not really. They pulled back a little bit last week, but kind of more of a consolidation this week. They were only down 0.25%. On Friday. Since this has helped and negotiations are with China, they're going to have a big helping hand in here. China's going to be helping themselves to the land in there. I'm not going to repeat it, but rewind it and listen to it again. China's going to help themselves into their land in there. So and to their food, to their wood. I mean, lumber prices. At the lumber prices this high, how much of the Amazon is getting chopped down? And do you think that's right? You like breathing smog or do you like oxygen? But anyways, EWZ kind of pulled back last week, came back up, not consolidated. They were down 0.25% on Friday. I can see this breaking the support of 39.26 and then back down to 38.50. But definitely it's going to happen early in the week. It could even come back down to the 37.04s towards the end of the week. But 38.50 would be the spot to watch and see if it can hold that consolidation. But EWZ, typically, it moves up, it moves down, and always ends up in the same spot. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you all for joining me. You know, I always stress, take the profit. Keep an eye out on the oil sector, oil services. Looks like they're going to have a pullback. Only thing bullish I said was the XBI, which is biotech sector. One that looks like it's primed to pull back was materials or, it was materials already pulled back. It was consumer discretionary. Oh, the retail sector. So the retail sector looks like it's going to be the one to pull back for this week. So it could be some gains in there. Yeah, consumer staples and consumer discretionary also, along with the retail sector, kind of like hand in hand. Feel free to comment. Take your profits. Trade well with this week. It's Trade Deck on the market. Till next week. Peace.